It is Thursday, March 14th. Today, Meta is thinking of beefing up its paid checkmark program, but will it ever be worth it for marketers? Amazon will set your products up in one click, where the money would go if TikTok disappeared from America, and exploiting gap topics on the video apps for fun and profit. I'm Todd Maffin. That's ahead today in digital marketing.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
After Elon Musk started selling the verified blue check marks, and after the shock wore off, Meta too decided they wanted some of that cash. It came out with Meta Verified, which for businesses costs $56 US per month if you wanted both Facebook and Instagram verified. It offers a handful of mild perks, though it's pretty clear the big benefit to the monthly subscription was getting that vanity checkmark. How's that program been going? Apparently not as well as Meta had hoped. Social Media Today estimates that less than 1% of its user base signed on, which is on par for similar programs out there like X's and Snapchat's. That might be why Meta is thinking about throwing more things into that subscription, a couple of which could be beneficial to marketers. The company is surveying some users asking what features they'd consider valuable. Included in that list, faster review times for ad campaigns, the ability to add up to 8 links per month to your products or websites on Instagram Reels, and an actual support phone line with a real human being, though they say those people could only help with common issues, unquote. One thing not on that list, better reach. That's a key selling point on X, where the bigger a subscription package you buy, the more distribution your posts will get. Meta initially had that as a benefit of its plan, but backed away from it before it launched. Color me skeptical. These make great bullet points on a landing page, but we've seen that promises of better support from social media platforms, even support you pay for, often doesn't pan out. Over at X, many people have said they still can't get support even though they have the premium subscription. And sometimes verification doesn't work at all. As a test when they launched that, we tried to get our podcast's Instagram account verified, paid the money, waited a day, then got an email saying we didn't qualify, and Meta just kept the money anyway. Also, whatever goodwill there was in the blue checkmark has been withered away. If anyone can buy it, why is it special? Quoting Social Media Today, quote, the very act of selling checkmarks erodes their perceived value. So really, the more subscriptions that Meta sells, the less it's worth either way, unless you're factoring in the other elements. And those do have value, especially more direct access to Meta support. But I'm not sure that it's worth the ongoing investment for most, with the features only offering marginal, periodic value, even for brands, unquote. Amazon continues to push AI in its merchant offerings and soon will let sellers make product pages with a single URL. Basically, you give it a link to your external product page, like on Shopify or something, and it will generate a product page on Amazon for that item. The AI will write its own description and lift images from your site. Of course, you'll want to review that text, as AI has a nasty habit of just making things up, though Amazon claims that nearly 80% of users accept the auto-generated text. And if you're thinking, hey, that's going to make counterfeiting super easy, you're probably right. Amazon reminds you that that's against the rules, but didn't spell out any specific guardrails they have in place to prevent that sort of thing. Amazon's other AI tools include photo generation for sellers and Rufus, a chatbot for shoppers, which has had its share of peculiar quirks. This new instant product page feature is rolling out now. It should be available to all sellers in the US in the coming weeks. Digiday has a great piece up today about how a potential TikTok ban would affect marketers and what would happen to TikTok itself without those lucrative American ad dollars. Quoting the Digiday piece, quote, let's say hypothetically the ban does happen. and marketers are forced to activate their contingency plans. A lot of money would suddenly be up for grabs in a hotly contested ad market. For now, it's hard to say with real confidence where that money would end up. After all, it's not like TikTok's growth has come at the expense of one corner of the market or a specific incumbent. If anything, the dollars pouring into that business have come from everywhere. So it stands to reason that the same logic would apply if money started to flow out of the company. One place that money probably won't go to is TikTok in other markets. That's not really how marketers allocate their ad dollars. They do so at a country level, not a global one. That leaves the likes of Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, in other words, anything with short-form video ads business, as potential places for all that money. And there could be a lot of money up for grabs. Reports from sources like The Information, combined with analysis from media experts like Brian Weiser, suggest that TikTok may have generated around $18 billion in ad revenue last year. Unquote. As for specific numbers, the piece suggests that Meta could capture about 25% of TikTok's U.S. ad revenues in the event of a ban, a number that actually sounds a little low to me, and YouTube would be the second choice for media buyers. That said, for now, DigiDay quoted agency executives as saying they're not seeing any advertisers pull budget from TikTok for the time being. It is, as they say, wait and see. The whole piece is definitely worth a read. It's up at digiday.com. It's called TikTok's Potential U.S. Ban Stirs Marketers, Spurs Contingency Planning, and we have a link to it in today's email newsletter, which you can sign up to for free by tapping the link at the top of the show notes. Digital marketing professionals, if you're planning your next big online campaign or launching a new client project, you'll be in need of a new domain. Dynadot is here to provide you with a streamlined, affordable domain name solution. With transparent, competitive pricing, an emphasis on security, and free privacy protection, registering a domain has never been easier. They also offer a no-coding-required drag-and-drop free website builder to quickly assemble landing pages for your marketing initiatives, along with a free branded email address to conduct any outreach you need. Take advantage of their advanced domain search and over 500 domain extensions to ensure your marketing strategies are built on a strong foundation. Make Dynadot your go-to domain registrar and start saving today at dynadot.com/marketing. That's dynadot.com/marketing. It's easy to lose track of the big picture when you have to open a new window for every detail. With Miro, you can bring everything and everyone together in one place. Consolidate different points of view and increase team collaboration all on one centralized board. We used Miro at our agency to map out a customer journey map for one of our clients, and with the help of their huge template library, we were up and running in minutes. And the built-in commenting features helped us tweak it without a million back-and-forth emails. Find simplicity in your most complex projects with Miro. Your first three Miro boards are free when you sign up today at miro.com/podcast. That's three free boards at miro.com/podcast. Part of what makes TikTok a compelling platform for marketing is its engaging content, and a lot of that has to do with how sound is used in the app. TikTok says 73% of users will stop and look at an ad because of the audio used in it. That's partly why the company is releasing a new audio feature called Sounds for Business Voice Clips. There are 18 voiceover audio templates you can use in all your TikTok videos, recorded by superstar TikTok creators like Devin Halbel, Good Children, Sani Sisters, and Very Gay Paint. These free tracks can add some of the platform's most recognizable voices to your brand's videos. They are, of course, pre-cleared in terms of rights. You can find all 18 templates in the commercial music library. From the mobile app, navigate to Add Sound, then tap Commercial Sounds, where you'll see Discover, Favorites, and Playlists. Go into Playlists to find Sounds for Business and select a track to get started. TikTok is also revealing some new analytics around what people are searching for on the app. They're calling it Creator Search Insights. And the idea is you'd be able to see what's trending and perhaps jump on board with your brand's own content. A screenshot from TikTok promoting the new feature shows three trending topics. The first one is a search for You left a paw print shaped hole in my heart, double glaze apple fritter, and sea wash denim. The items that it comes up with are pretty generic, but luckily you can still drill down into specific topics closer to your brand's industry, like sports or science. Quoting TikTok, quote, creators can see which topics are most popular based on a popularity score or the recommended topic label next to the search term. These topics have a high potential for engagement, and creators can reference these labels as they shape their content strategies and chart their creative direction, unquote. Also, helpfully, you can find so-called gap topics, which are topics that are being searched for a lot, but don't have many videos coming up as search results. This is something YouTube has offered since 2022. This is currently only available in some countries. No word on when it will roll out globally. On the show tomorrow, a new format for Reddit ads, some new sponsorship options on LinkedIn, and big changes coming to Microsoft's Ads Manager. That's on the show tomorrow. I'm Todd Maffin. Thanks for listening. See you then.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.